Joe Biden mocks reporter for asking about son's love child, classy. By Harris Alic on November 21, 2019. Joe Biden mocked a reporter on Thursday for asking about revelations that his youngest son, Hunter, fathered a child out of wedlock with an Arkansas woman. The former vice president, who has a history of refusing to discuss issues relating to his family, was asked by a reporter from Fox News to comment on court documents released Wednesday in an Arkansas paternity case lodged against Hunter Biden. The documents, which included a DNA test, indicated the younger Biden was the biological father of a child born in August 2018 to London Alexis Roberts, a native of Batesville, Arkansas. Roberts, who claims to have been in a relationship with Hunter Biden, filed the suit in May, requesting paternity and child support. Hunter Biden, for his part, has denied fathering the child since the suit became public. Despite the situation playing publicly, the former vice president was unwilling to acknowledge his newest grandchild on Thursday. "No. That's a private matter," Biden snapped at Peter Ducey, a reporter for Fox News, when asked to comment. The former vice president then proceeded to mock Ducey for even broaching the subject. "But only you would ask that, you're a good man. You're a good man. Classy," Biden said testily, in video captured by the Washington Examiner. The paternity suit is only the latest headache Hunter Biden has caused his father's presidential campaign. Initially, the younger Biden was supposed to play a key role in the campaign. But such plans were squashed after Breitbart News reported on a 2016 incident in which a cocaine pipe was found in a car he rented in Arizona. News of the incident was enough to scuttle a planned appearance by Hunter Biden at his father's campaign launch in late April. Since then, every time the younger Biden's name has appeared in the news, it has been associated with controversy. Most notably, Hunter Biden has found himself the center of the Democrats' impeachment inquiry after President Donald Trump suggested the Ukrainian government look into his business dealings in the country.